I next met with Dr. Charles Geyer from Massey Cancer Center in Richmond, Virginia, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
She's 69, probably heavier than she ought to be for her overall health, and so she had non-insulin-dependent diabetes, fibromyalgia, and also degenerative arthritis. So she came in with sort of a lot of musculoskeletal kind of chronic problems, with a strong sentiment that she did not want to undergo chemotherapy unless it was necessary. The thing was a little unusual about her is her primary tumor was only 1 centimeter in size, but she had a larger metastatic lymph node that was 3.9 by 2.7 on ultrasound. Biopsy demonstrated a grade 2 infiltrating ductal carcinoma that was strongly ER positive, relatively weakly on PR positivity, and HER2 negative. We also cored the lymph node and it showed the same thing. Imaging showed basically that it supported the physical findings. We had a relatively small primary with what appeared to be a single lymph node involved, at least on imaging. So we saw her for the possibility of what about neoadjuvant therapy, neoadjuvant chemotherapy, even neoadjuvant endocrine therapy, and basically decided that in her case, we thought that let's go ahead and do the surgery. Technically, there was no problem to doing the surgery, and that would then get us as much prognostic information as we could. We would learn if that one large lymph node was indeed the only lymph node, or if there were multiple other occult nodes involved that might do things.